Okay, everybody, hang on. Here we go. I'm working on this song, so I just have to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Is it a rainforest or a cow pasture?
Oh, it's my backyard. This is, I'm sitting outside in my backyard. I'm taping everything. My show is being done on location.
Do you live next to the equator?
No, no, this is a tropical rainforest. I'm not allowed to tell you where I live because it's a secret. It's a secret. I'm shooting live on from my secret home. And I have a stereo system set up outside under the trees.
Now I feel like we're in outer space.
This is I do a lot of weird songs. So lately I've been writing tones for brain healing.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, because you know my wife is having her senior citizen moments, and I figured, well, brain healing is very good, and I could always use brain healing too. So
everybody could.
Yeah. So in this particular one, the one you thought about being in space, it's a particular tone that is basically the same tone as the Earth.
Oh, interesting. So does it ground you to the Earth when you listen to
well,
it?
Well, that's grounded? A good way to. Sure, that's exactly a good way to put it, because the reason why I have one for many different planets, and the sun, and it's nothing. I don't make this stuff up, so I get a lot of tones from other folks, other scientists, lots of Oriental people, Tibetan monks. Tibetan monks are really cool because I have one particular Tibetan master, and he likes my stuff, you know, and he says, where you get the bell from? You know, kind of like that. Has a very very deep, foreign accent.
Yeah.
And he says, well, you know, I don't want to do it because I don't make him think I'm making fun of them, you know. But
no,
he says he has.
I get it. Yeah.
He has a million year old home that he lives in because the monks have been living in there for like centuries, right?
Fascinating. He actually contacted you.
Yeah, yeah, and he says I have bowls. I tell you, I got bowls everywhere. I got bowls, 100-year-old bowls.
Oh, singing bowls. Oh, that must be fantastic.
Tibetan singing bowls, right.
Singing bowls, yes.
What?
Oh, beautiful,
so,
Andy. I love the reverberation.
He sent me,
because
I listen to your song. That's really cool. We connected a long time ago because he says, one of my radio shows, he says, I have this problem. I live in this monastery, and as monks, we don't want to kill anything, but we have an ant problem. and we love your dances with ants, and could you tell us how to control these ants without killing them?
Beautiful.
That's how I got to meet him, and then he would listen to my shows. This is another one. So he plays these and tapes them, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then tapes them, and he makes them available to anybody who wants to do research. And there are other scientists. You want to stop? Okay. And then, so I have a whole bunches of them that I've been collecting for years. These are just Tibetan singing bowls, but they're at certain frequencies.
Yes. Yes.
See,
and
right?
Those frequencies will allow healing, specific healing to the body, Andy, or how does that work?
Well, okay. So I started doing a long time ago. I don't know to what degree. Well, first of all, before I say anything, I want to say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
This is Deborah Emerson, right? Emerson?
Yep, that's right. Like
Emerson.
Ralph Waldo.
Like Emerson. Oh, yeah. I like Ralph Waldo Emerson. He's one of my favorite. I was thinking of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, though.
Yes, that's true. There's a lot of people. And I do play the piano, and I wasn't a band back in the day.
Oh, so if you play piano, you know all the tones of the piano that the piano produces and stuff,
and all the
right?
modes. Yeah.
So before I forget, this is the way the show is going to happen on and off. I've been doing a radio show for a long time, and After a while, you get real loose at how you're doing, and you, as I was telling Don or Doug or both of them, that this show, I don't want it just to be a gardening show, even though I've had a few emails. Well, a few people have emailed me, says, I thought this was a gardening show, and I'm listening to music. I don't know what is going on here. Can you please tell me? And I had a limp because I had a question, and I was listening to the sound, and I don't know what is going on.
They're just a killjoy.
So I emailed her back and I totally apologize. I will never, ever, ever do anything again. And I said, oh, wait. Never mind.
Please,
I said, look, no, I did. And then I said, oh, wait, never mind. This is my show. I do a gardening show, but it's not really a gardening show per se because it's my show. I do a lot of other things. By the way, did you carry hummingbird?
Do I carry hummingbird?
No, that's her name, Carrie Hummingbird.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Didn't you refer me to somebody to be a guest, and her name is Carrie Hummingbird?
No, I did not. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
I have a really good memory, and it was not me.
Wow, this is very interesting. Because, see, Carrie Hummingbird is a, she has 1.7 million listeners to her radio show.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
You know, maybe I connected you on Facebook to somebody like that. I think I, now I...
Oh, yeah, back. It was Facebook.
No, yeah, okay, it wasn't for you to be a guest or anything. I don't, no, maybe it's, no, I'm sorry, it's coming back to me. I don't have such a great memory. Yes, I did connect you, and I did write her a little note. Did she respond back to you?
Yeah, I am. Carrie Hummingbird is...
Terrific! Thank you!
Well, yeah, I thank you, too, because, see, this is... You know, I'm trying to open up at the same time close up because I'm really a different type of human being. I'm not even a human being, and I can tell you about that later as another show.
Can I explain to people who you are? Because to me, Andy, you are so multidimensional.
Multidimensional. I love multidimensional. It's like
you
sugar
are multidimensional, and you are the to me you are the quintessential Renaissance man. And a Renaissance man is a person with many talented areas of knowledge, and you know, you're educated, you're proficient at a lot of fields.
Okay, you can stop already. You can stop already. Did you hear?
I don't think people understand that. And
I know. It's a curse.
It's a quality. No, it's a quality that not a lot of men have these days. But
you should have seen me in school for crying out loud. When I was in school, I took the the IQ test. Right?
Uh-huh.
And so I remember telling them, I said, you know, this IQ test is likely a lot of BS. You know that, right? And they said, what do you mean? Well, I says, well, I
well,
bet
it's
you
so,
I
it's
could take.
So prejudice. Yeah.
Yeah. I told them, I bet you I can take you to Africa and you can have one of those natives there make an IQ test that you would fail.
Exactly.
And so what is the point of the IQ test if it's relative to where in the world you live and what society you live
and
what
decade you grew up in.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I have, according to these guys, I have a very high IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I would assume that myself.
Well, and I get along really well with Einstein. I
would
have loved that.
Franklin and Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh yeah! Did you see? Have you seen any of my recent artwork and music? Are you not keeping up with any of that?
I wanted to also tell people to subscribe to your newsletter. You put a lot of great information in your newsletter.
I made a mistake
Andy
on the newsletter. You didn't get it, did you? You didn't even find the mistake. See, I have this Russian friend. He's not really a friend, but he's a friend. But
collusion.
Because he listens to Russian.
I know, collusion. It's synonymous with the word collusion
listens,
now.
He listens, he's been listening to my radio show. Hi! And he knows what I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention any names because I'm trying just to keep it cool. But he helped me with my book. He says he loves English, Russian, but he loves English. And he read my book and he helped to edit it and stuff. And he told me, do you have a era on your newsletter? And I wasn't thinking fast enough because I should have said, yeah, I put it there on purpose so people can, you know.
Where's the error?
Whoever tells me the error gets a free Mercedes-Benz convertible.
I see the
A
game.
convertible. I'm
Okay.
going to give you that convertible. No, but there is one error in the newsletter, which kind of makes me depressed because you're my co-host and did you get the newsletter?
I did. I just got it this morning, though. I think you
Obviously, you
sent it
haven't
out
had a chance to
yesterday.
read it through it yet. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I did one mistake. I'm doing it myself, and
I
I
know.
decided it's supposed to be. Oh, you know, is it that bad?
Well, I had to correct a word because I was going to repost the don't fertilize, remineralize, and there was a couple spelling errors in there. I did notice that, but I mean, English is
I've
not
always
is
had
your
that
second language, right?
problem. Well, yeah, it's Spanish is well. I have a multi-language lingual, but none of them in earth languages.
You speak
I
Pluto then quite
mean, yeah,
efficiently, right?
when you first talk Uranian English, it ain't easy, sister. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy.
Yo kloka gavaru perushki?
Exactly, it's meant to.
I said do you speak Russian?
And I said, exactly, I don't speak Russian.
You said it in English, so you're gonna
I
say it in
know, I
Russian. Come
know. I
on.
just, I actually
Yo
took
kloka
this.
gavaru perushki.
I'm taking this thing called Babbel. And I don't know why, but I chose French as the language I wanted to learn.
French?
French, yeah. And I was
I
going to
love
do
French.
a Russian, but I figured you can't write that funny way, you know? So I didn't do it, but I might switch over to Russian now that I know you talk Russian, right?
I do speak a little bit.
So listen, I wanted to say that, yeah, I do a lot of different things, and my urge is
You do.
to do the show, you know, the Don't Panic, It's Organic, because, you know, I have five other radio shows, you know.
I know, and nobody knows how to access them other than your website. If you go to his website, you can access all those other shows.
Actually, you can't.
Really?
Well, the only way, the only shows you can
I haven't listened
access,
to any of the other ones, but
that's right, because see, the
I
only way
saw
you can
them there.
access all these other shows is through the podcast.
Oh,
So if you
okay.
get, for example, members get all my shows channeled through one podcast. You have the podcast, right?
I do. I get it.
Right, okay, so
I
I've
have
been
it.
kind of a bad boy because I haven't done any of the other shows. I do another show called, it's an audiobook show. So this book, the Don't Panic, It's Organic book, I actually read it out loud.
Nice.
Yeah, and I get carried
People who
away because
can't
it takes me
see.
like a month to read a chapter, okay?
No, that's nice for people. I have a lot of friends who have eye problems and they can't access
Yeah,
books. So
right.
they
And
love to
I have a lot
hear
of
those spoken words. Yeah.
I have a lot of members who are blind.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do a lot about gardening for the blind. Now that's another story there
That's
too, kind of
wonderful.
cool. But when I read the chapter, I always interject and add things to it, see?
Oh, good. That's what
Which
makes
is
it
really cool, which
fascinating.
is really cool, right? And I was talking to the audiobooks people and I was telling them, you know, one that new my new book is how would you what do you have it on a CD or how do you even have download it? Because you can download the audiobook version of it, you know. So I guess they have a technology to make it smaller because, you know, I'm doing this one book called Dances with Ants.
Which is a marvelous book.
Oh, thank you. A friend of mine, you know, actually edited it and went over it. It's one of the most perfect things. My friend Igor, hi Igor, says that it's the best chapter I've ever done. I said, yeah, because I paid this guy a lot of money to do the. It was supposed to be. It's a Dance with Ants book. It's a separate book all by itself.
Yes.
It's really done. It's really done really well. And I forgot what I was mentioning. What I was talking about? I don't know. Help me! Help me! You're supposed to help me here.
Well,
You're not
you know,
helping
if
me.
Dances with Ants, you're going to say that it's available on your website?
No, I said that. I was saying that was done as a separate book, but I added it to the new book, Don't Panic, It's Organic.
Yeah, and that's where I read it in my Bible, Don't Panic, It's
Right,
Organic, the
but
black and
I was
white
saying
version.
that I'm reading, it took me about 4 months to do the Dances with Ant books, and it's about one-tenth the size of the Don't Panic, you know, the main book. I'm
Yeah.
saying when I read it, usually one show, a 1 hour show, I wouldn't get through a whole chapter. Okay.
Well, because you, because you're diverting from the text.
Exactly right. A lot of times I get started and then I say, well, wait a minute, let me go over this for you. And I would take like a whole hour just going that, which wasn't even in the book.
But Andy, the most exciting thing I read in your newsletter is
that
Andy the Eco Cat is coming. I love Eco Cat. Folks, if you haven't seen Eco Cat, it's a black cat that frequently gets distracted by butterflies and other flying objects, and he's just delightful. And it's Andy being
he has
Eco
two
Cat.
Color
you
eyes.
You gotta check it out.
You notice that, right? He has two colored eyes.
Yes, that's right. Because I've only seen one video on Eco Cat. So,
oh, okay, yeah, because he had an accident and he ended up having two color eyes, and he has a bunch of other friends. He has Andy the Eco Dog, and he has
a dragon, isn't there?
Yeah, he has a dragon. He says his name is Ralph the Dragon. We had to ban him because he
why?
See why? Because he ate up all of Andy's Eco Cat's friends.
That's not right.
It was bad. It was bad, and so now he's there by himself. He has a new friend. But his new friend is afraid to come out because Ralph the Dragon is also part of the show. And Ralph swears up and down he's not going to eat any other cats. But, you know, dragons. And so I'm not sure. I don't think I'll have him on at the same time, you know, on the same show. They can maybe take turns.
That might be dangerous.
Right, right. And then I have a couple other folks. One is Raul. He's an Arab. He's a bad guy. He carries a knife and he kills anybody he walks into. And he's kind of very suspicious of everything. And I have no idea what he's going to be doing.
That's so much fun. And what about Tank the Turtle? You're going to have more on Tank the Turtle.
Yeah, Tank is very happy now because I rescued his tree. Otherwise,
yes,
he was out in the
sun.
Yes, I
remember that first video. And you feed him lettuce.
Right. Oh, yeah. And I was feeding him bananas. It has to be done.
Bananas?
Yeah, it has to be done right because the lady who takes care of him, they have a turtle sanctuary over there, which I donating my time to. When the tree, look, poor Tank is sitting in the sun and the tree is dying and he has no shade. Okay. And it's like, you know, Malibu's not 100 degrees, but still it could use some shade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When that tree, that coral tree was. Yeah, there are pictures of it. It has shade on it now. Tank is under there enjoying himself, relaxing, going, phew, that was a hot day. I still have some ideas on what I'm going to be doing there, but Tank's my boss. When I go over there, he wants to know, okay, shoot here, stop here. Okay, stop, give me this.
I love it.
Stand over there. Yeah, and there's also Elvis the chicken.
Oh, I haven't seen Elvis, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you can listen to him. Elvis is kind of weird because he, you know, I say, come on here and say, no, I don't want anybody. No, you hear me? You know, he's hiding over there. And it goes, Elvis has his ladies, you know. And there's a whole bunch of other, oh, yeah, he's got four or five ladies running around going, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. And then there's a whole bunch of tiny turtles you haven't seen.
Aww. Okay.
Yeah, so it's, and I'm going to hopefully, and there's lots of sheep over there, too. And one of the things that, you know, so what's happening is so everybody can figure it out what's going on with this man, because why hasn't he done Eco Cat? Because I've gotten a lot of stuff from kids. And one of the things I do is I was a teacher for a little while in the school, and I taught the school how to turn on the TV so they can watch the video of the Eco Cat. And the kids love it, and they send email.
Yeah, I can imagine. I love it as an adult.
Yeah, they send me email. And so Eco Cat is made, it's geared for the younger people in mind, okay?
Yeah.
So, but I find
but it
has that adults.
A message. It has a message for adults. Too.
Yeah, but I find that adults can listen to it and go, well, that kind of makes sense.
It's entertaining and cute, and it's genuine, and I like it. I love your Eco Cat.
So, what I'm learning is that. Adults and kids have a lot in common. They have no more than, 3 minutes maximum to hold their attention. 3 minutes. And actually, in a minute, you have to really tell them what's going on. In a minute, otherwise, they're already thinking, maybe I should go, maybe, you know, maybe I should go do that over there, or right? You know what I mean? But what I was going to say was that I haven't done Eco Cat or anything like that in a couple of months because I've been going through this dental surgery fantasy thing.
Recovering, Yes.
Well, not only recovering, but leading
adjustment.
Up to. Well, leading up to, you know, because it's a whole, you know what Leela is?
No.
Leela is when the gods play games on you.
Oh.
Right, that's a Leela, right? It's an Indian name for Leela, you know. Sometimes it's usually not bad. The god, Indian gods are very decent gods. They'll do stuff to you, but they won't kill you, you know.
They just play with your head.
They play with your head, and you either have to learn the
like
lesson
Shakti.
Or you don't, right? If you don't know the lesson. By the way, Carrie Hummingbird,
yes.
A wonderful person. Really, I got a really big hit off of her because, you know, whenever I love to get together with people that are really high, and I don't mean high by smoking, I mean high by frequency and energy.
Yes.
Because I'm always constantly dealing with people who are lower energy.
Yes.
They look like stones. They feel like stones, you know. And I'm afraid to cut the wire because they shoot up through the air. They're gone. Okay, sorry. But
yeah.
So I had a really good time. And
she
interviewed me for about a half hour. And I kind of did like a couple of minutes. She says, what do you do? And I went, well.
It's a long list.
Yeah, I have a long list, actually. And it's kind of interesting because you have to, you know, when people say, what do you do? You always can snap it out, right? But I have a hard time saying, what do I do? Because I do a lot of things.
Because you're multi-dimensional in what you do.
Multi-dimensional.
All areas in knowledge and everything. So, yeah.
One of these days, I'll channel some of my other dimensional.
No, you know what we should do, Andy?
So,
one of these days, I should interview you. I mean,
that'll
if you
be
want
cool.
me as your co-host. I mean,
that would be cool.
We're also inviting other people to be co-hosts. This is a
yes,
wonderful
I,
opportunity.
Well, the thing is I think you're cool. You're great.
Well, but we haven't gotten the vote from the public yet.
I don't care what the public says. They can say, look, don't talk to that lady anymore. She's bad for you. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. I haven't really looked because, I mean, there are a couple other people that are friends, and then they're intelligent and everything. But I kind of have this feeling. My instincts tells me, look, the universe will give it to you, throws it in front of you. And you can say, I don't want that, I don't want that, I don't want that. And at the same time say, I'm looking for something, right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, so I figured, there you are, right? I mean, right?
Here I am.
Here you are, right?
In all my naked glory. Hey, I wanted to let you know, you can't have the Naked Gardener title, but you because it's already taken. It's taken
somebody
by
already
some
has
woman
that
in England.
So, lady, oh, that's okay because it happens to be England is a good way, a good example. You know why?
Why?
There's a lady in England who has the name Invisible Gardener.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Exactly right. She contacted me. She says, "You can't have InvisibleGardener.com because." I have Invisible Gardener, and I have the trademark to it. And I said, well, God bless you. I said, that's great. But I have the name Invisible Gardener and the trademark in the United States.
Oh, so that's the difference. I see. Okay.
Well, see, the trademark. See, if I had a lot of money, I would have to do a trademark in every country in the world.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, possibly.
And copyright. In China. I get emails from China. Somebody's going to do Invisible Gardener here. We know that's you. So you want it? It's only $30,000. I go, no, you can have it.
I think BBS Radio had to do that, too, because I think there's a BBS Radio somewhere in some island.
I know. And it's the same thing with .com, okay? So I have I've had Invisible Gardener name since 1970, something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Don't Panic is Organic around that same time, too. Mm-hmm. But I learned a lot from trademarking and doing copyright because it's, like the websites, okay, the .com. So people contact me all the time. Andy, you have .com. You should buy InvisibleGardener.net or InvisibleGardener.biz or InvisibleGardener.tv or InvisibleGardener.org. I says, dude, they were mine. I decided I wasn't going to pay for so much every year. You can have them. Have fun with it. See? Right?
I see, yeah.
You know? And I still get calls from the people who I'm hosting my website say, hey, you have InvisibleGardener.com. Well, guess what? We have InvisibleGardener.com. You name it. And they keep coming up with more things because more and more people are going on. They're running out of room. So let's say there's a little country called Transylvania or something. Well, you can have a .tv, and then there's, you know, dot this and dot that, and you have to pay enormous amount of money every year just to keep it.
I know. That's the role of ownership in this world. The
Yeah, so
slavery of ownership.
the trademark thing is the same thing, the trademark. So I have Don't Panic, It's Organic, right? Which I would have been a million. By the way, folks, I don't think we're going to do very much gardening today. I'm really sorry about that.
No,
I think,
but we should get
yeah?
Monsanto because I think that Monsanto thing is really fascinating.
Well, here's the thing. Are you in a hurry?
No, not at all. I just thought that the
Huh.
people
Well,
you
look,
said we were going to talk
let
about
me do
GMOs
this.
and we're
Okay,
not.
well, let me do it this way. Okay, folks, look. If somebody wants me to talk about something, if you want to talk me up, you want me to talk about Monsanto, why don't you call me and tell me that, right? You know, you all don't know the number?
Okay, let's give out the number, Andy.
Right. Aha. Do you know the number?
I do know the number. Don, help us out. Now,
Now you say,
is Don on a break? Don?
Don always takes a break. He doesn't sit around. He told me the other day, he says, look,
He's busy.
don't even bother talking to me. I'm out in front smoking a cigarette. He says, leave me
Okay.
alone.
Okay, so the number is 888-627-6008.
Yeah? Yeah?
And that's
You know
toll
that?
free
Yeah.
for station
Somebody
one.
says something. I think Don is. I'm sorry. I just got a little beep in the thing. And no, I don't know. I don't see him anywhere. No, he's not here. Go ahead. Sorry. It's 888-627-6008. That's a good number to call. And what about, you know the Skype number?
The Skype number is BBS Radio PR, all in
Right,
lowercase.
that's all okay. That's a good one to call. And if you don't want me to talk about this, the easiest way is just say so. You know, hey, because I do have on today's, you know, I got quite a few emails with questions.
You did. You mentioned that in your newsletter, and I just wanted to let you know I sent you a very interesting picture about World Naked Gardening Day. And I
Oh,
just, could
when
you
did you do
open
that?
that and comment to the folks about that? Because that's the first Saturday, I think, in May, and we'll have to, well, you can't have the naked gardener, but you could have the naked organic gardener.
Who did you send it to? Andy
I sent it
Lopez,
to Andy
Invisible.
Lopez.
Yeah, okay. That's my email, by the way, everybody. Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. The contest is over, and a new contest has started, by the way. Let me see if I have you in here, because I have you under really, really special thing. My Mac doesn't like
Top
you.
secret stuff.
Well, my Mac, I don't know what my Mac says. Who is this person? She's upset. She says, you can't talk to blondes. I said, okay. And then, you
You
can't talk
can't
to
talk to
red. Okay.
blondes?
It's like, no, my Mac says you can't. Only Alexa. I can only talk to Alexa. I don't know what's going on here. So let's see. So she says, no, I will not let you see this email because it's from that blonde, she says. Oh, come on. Give me a break, will you? All right. No, I don't see it here yet.
Yeah, it's called a World Naked Gardening Day, and it's a picture of a naked gardener, a woman, and she's quite comely, so it's nice to look at. So if anybody wants to look it up, you can look at World Gardening Day. Naked when
I've been.
Naked World Gardening Day.
I am looking at the oh yeah, there it is. World Naked Gardening Day. That's not bad.
She is wearing boots, but you know, if you're gardening naked, you got to put something on your feet because you
Why
might get
don't you
pebbles.
do that? Why don't you do that, Deborah, and send me a picture of you naked in front of a flower or something?
Was me. Oh, well.
Yeah, you should have said it was you, and then I would have said, "Oh, okay, all right, Deborah,
Darn,
hey." So
I
we
missed
can't
the
use.
opportunity.
I can still use a naked gardener. You know, I always thought about doing that because I told you
No,
when I
you
was.
can't, but you can't. Well, maybe you can in America. Yeah, not
Yeah, in
here.
America, oh, I could use naked gardener here.
But
What
I
is
like
this?
the naked organic gardener. It specifies it more.
A ship is landing. This is
Oh, I like
called
that.
Casa. This is you know what alpha wave are?
No.
An alpha wave. There's alpha, delta. Delta wave is when you are in a deep sleep, deep meditative state.
Those are the long waves, right? The
Right.
long.
Yeah. And alpha waves. Hello?
Yes.
No, I'm hearing echoes.
Is Dawn there?
I thought he had I was hearing breathing.
Don't speak to me in that, or don't look at me in that tone of voice, you should tell him.
So listen, before I forget, I forgot already. No, we have a winner. We have a winner from last
month. Oh, for our
month.
Contest?
Yeah, right. What I do is that
the Lord.
The easiest thing way for me is, there was two ways really, but both entail the email. So like in the newsletter, I think in this current newsletter it says click here. It basically is a form that sends you an email. It sends me an email. It says enter me in the contest. And I have a rule here that anything that says comes from that, it goes into the folder. And then once a month I open the folder up and I just pick one. And that's the winner.
Okay, so who's the winner for this month since it's his September 1st today?
His name is Jim. I don't give out the last name, but C, okay. Jim C, as in, you know, capital C. Mm-hmm. And he's from Long Beach, California.
Oh, congratulations, Jim, if you're listening today. If you could call in, that'd be great.
I actually did ask him to call in, and I think he's busy. I think what happened was is that he listens to the show, and because we're not that far away, he wants me to go do a house call.
Oh, nice.
But his email counts. It's automatic. The email comes in, you know, it goes over there, gets folded in there. And there it was. And that's how I figured out who he was. And I might do a house call of visit him because he has a sick garden.
Well, I think we need to have him on the show to ask you to kind of talk about his garden and what you're doing. That might be an interesting show
to
do.
Exactly. That's what I asked him. I said, why don't you call me and we can talk on the air.
Absolutely. Jim, please call in.
And so I tell that to other people too, because I think what's happening in a certain way is interesting, because when you do something over the internet, technically you're not there, right? And so if people can pick you up live, because that's part of the key to it, because one of the reasons why I like doing brick and mortar radios is because you're driving in your car and you can pick it up on the radio. To them, that's still a big thing. I don't know about you, but people, when they drive in the car, I listen to it all. There's music coming.
I love radio.
Right?
You're talking to a radiophile here, so yeah.
Exactly right. And so in order to get the internet stuff, you have to be a little classier in your connection with your car, because your car has to be able to pull it down off the internet.
But you can't buy those devices these days.
Well, you have to, it doesn't come with your car. You have to be able to figure out a way to maybe hook up.
You can buy them, Andy. You can go down to the store and buy them for your car.
And plug it into your car, is what I was talking about. Right, yeah, right. Yeah. You have to do that, right. You have to buy the device that plugs in, and then you can listen to the internet. But that's what I want to do.
Like, or whatever, yeah.
Like this show. I don't think this show is actually being rebroadcasted at the same time people are out there, you know, real world, where they can pick it up over the FM or AM, or I still like FM. I still like FM stations. I think that's really cool. Anyway,
me too.
So Jim won. I was telling him that he won two books, actually. You know why I'm doing that, right? What they're getting? You don't know, do you?
Well, they're getting your beautiful color version, I understand, which is very valuable. And I think they're getting the black and white version, too.
Exactly right, because see, I encourage me, if I send you guys a color version, then you're going to be using it, you're going to destroy the book in no time.
And we don't want that happening.
No, so the black and white version, use it, write on it, you know, sit on it, do stuff. You should see the one I have, which is like, doesn't have a cover, it's got notes all over the place, it's dirty to fall in it, you know, and I've had people who showed me when you get a Bible, your Bible gets used, man.
It's like the Velveteen Rabbit. The more you hug the rabbit, the more you love the
exactly.
Put
so,
it. Yeah.
So I tell people, take the color version of it and put a cloth on it, cover it. You know how you can put a cloth on it to cover it, or maybe get some leather or something to give it a nice cover, right? Nice covering.
It's also a beautiful coffee table book. If you
and
have
protect
friends
it.
Coming over for a cocktail, you have them thumb through this book.
The
and
artwork
you're
alone.
Them an hors d'oeuvre.
Look, the artwork on one level is just out there, okay?
The artwork is beautiful.
Cindy does a lot of amazing stuff, and I'm hoping that people will say, who is this person, right? Well, what I told her she's going to have to do, all the artwork that's there, she's going to have to frame it and then sell them. And then she can also sell the digital version of it.
I mean,
She can get the digital version of it, you know, for sale. She can sell that digital version of that image, right?
She could, yes.
I'm going to buy the first, the one on the first page has this, he has hoofs, you know. It's like a little pan.
Like a pan.
I'm going to buy that from him and have her sign it. And that's what she should sell, each one of those. And she can get $10,000 easy for it, because down the road, you can sell it for a lot more money once she becomes famous.
So
anyway, Jim is going to get the black and white version and the color version and a lifetime membership to the club. So it means you'll have access to the website, right? It's normally $55 and you get the black and white version of the book. That's a normal life. Yeah, but now he's going to get the black and white and the color, because the color version, you can't buy that anywhere other than on my website. And even then, I'm probably only, I'm only did a limited edition, so I'm thinking I might not sell them. I might just figure out a way to let people win them or get them somehow, some special way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jelly bean, right? Okay, so I guess we should talk or not. What do you want to do?
I want to tell people that Monsanto is not Monsanto anymore. It got bought up by Bayer. Now, I know you mentioned that last week, and we didn't even go into it. And I didn't even know it last week, and I was thinking, why are you saying Bayer? But it got bought up in June by Bayer in Germany.
Yeah.
And now, right now, there are only three countries that run the agricultural industry. It is the U.S., Germany, and China. ChemChina's had an acquisition of Syngenta, the Swiss seed giant. And then there was a merger of Dow and DuPont, which is now Dow DuPont.
Yeah.
And then there's Roundup, I guess. Bayer. It's just now Monsanto is no longer Monsanto.
Well, Monsanto's still there. Interesting enough. Oh, sure. What Monsanto's doing, because they do have the technology to do a lot of good things.
But I thought Bayer bought that technology for $63 billion on.
Yeah, they bought it, but the company's still running. They didn't shut down Monsanto.
Oh, I see.
They own Monsanto. See, they own it, but they didn't shut it down. So Monsanto's, that was a deal. You buy us, we will use our technology to promote all the stuff that you're into, because that's what's going to happen down the road. A big thing going now is that all the chemical companies are realizing that they can't keep doing this. And then, and the direction that
Thank
to go,
God.
Well, the direction to go is where the money's going. They're saying, well, you know, I think we milked a cow and we now need to, oh, look, there's another cow there, which is biochemistry, basically using the chemicals that plants normally give off to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, once you learn that, then you put that into use the technology that Monsanto has to put it into the plant. So on certain levels, that's good, because on certain levels, it's like saying, okay, we're not going to be putting the Roundup in there. We're going to put this particular trait that this corn has in there. And another level is really bad, because we're going to say, well, we're not going to use the Roundup, but we're going to take a pig's gene or a bird's gene or this gene from over there and put it in there. So and on top of that, we can say, well, not only can we take the Roundup up, but also we can take 2,4-D or this other chemical or that other chemical and put it in there.
Glyphosate? What is that
chemical? Glyphosate is Roundup.
Okay, it's the chemical word for Roundup. Okay, got it.
Yeah, see, the thing about, so Roundup is just the name of a product, right?
Okay, it's the brand name, yeah.
Right. Well, here's the thing that's interesting. A lot of people don't read up. So they say Roundup, they're saying, well, Roundup is bad for you. Well, Roundup is made up of ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's made up of things, right? Okay, so glyphosate is just one of the ingredients in Roundup.
But why is glyphosate so dangerous?
But it's not just glyphosate. That's the thing, see. It's like,
oh,
that by itself is not as dangerous as these other things that are in it.
Oh, really? Well, explain that to us then.
There are other inert ingredients, that they call them inert ingredients. They're not really inert. Inert, you would think they don't do anything, right?
wasn't there like a trial of a lawsuit this month?
Concerning what? Because the lawsuits, all kinds
the
of lawsuits
getting potential of Roundup.
Right, yeah, there was a $289 million lawsuit that this private person won against Bayer and Company.
Which $289. Is huge, Andy, huge.
Well, yeah.
Monsanto's been saying, oh, there's no carcinogenic potential of Roundup. No, it's good for you.
Look. Okay, so certain people are saying it's huge. It is because, you know, this is the first time they've given up, have to give up money on it. And that means that the tide might be changing in a certain level, but mm-hmm. What they're saying is it was never proven. There's no proof that this guy got this illness because of using Roundup. Okay, but the judge and the people involved who were the jurors, they decided that through whatever means that they had available to them, because
and the World Health Organization.
Well, World Health is one of them, right? And there are a few other different things that they have access to.
The Environmental Protection Agency.
Well, there are a bunch of other things that they have access to that, and doctors, and there's a science, for example, a bunch of scientists have been saying for a long time that. Aside from the fact of human thing, you know, the human factors in terms of illnesses and diseases, I mean, there's been studies that show that not just humans, but all living things tend to react the wrong way when exposed to Roundup. But it's not just the Roundup that's causing the problem of glyphosate. It's the inert ingredient, the combination of them that causes the problem.
Do you know what the other ingredients
are? They're classified as inert and basically saying these are company secrets we can't tell you, but trust us because we've had them tested and they're okay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
that's a big lie.
So what's happening on the business on the real world level that is Bayer and Monsanto and their people, their army of people who are spread out everywhere. Anytime you say anything like on the Huffington Post, I used to be a poster, right? A person that, you know, I even had a badge because, you know, somebody would say something, I would talk to them about it and answer and help them out, right? Mm-hmm. And so, because I still read it. So anyway, so one person said, look at this $209 million. It proves that this stuff is toxic. We won, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get this thing saying, no, there was no proof that it's toxic. Coffee is more toxic than that. Any of these sugars are more, this is it. There's no proof yet. This wasn't based on scientific proof. Every scientific proof in the world points to the World Health Organization. Well, they have no proof. They say it could be carcinogenic. So you get assaulted by tons of these people who say, prove it. you have no proof that they just went with their guts and they decided to punish it. You're going to see that there's no proof. I mean, it's totally safe to use and blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying?
But,
you get attacked.
I do see what you're saying, but weren't those people paid off to say that it's okay? Or to say that, well, there is no proof, you know?
Yeah, of course. And they're not only paid off, they work for them.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a different way of paying off.
There's a bigger equation here.
These are professional people that they have it together. They have a group of people. They have the information. They can sign off, and they have access to this information that'll totally contract anything you say. If I say that sky is dark, they can prove by pointing to all these different people that say the dark sky is this that way. See, because you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And so a normal person that can't say, well, they'll say, okay. Name one proof that Roundup is bad, and for me, I can name a bunch of them from different studies and different But they would say, you know, I could do it forever, but after a while, I was like, whoa, I have to take a break. Can I get back with you guys soon? Can we continue this? But
well,
not everybody.
Tiring, yeah, tiring.
Not everybody can. Fight them on a certain level in terms of knowledge, because the information they toss at you was generated by people who were paid to do that. There are lots of science. Okay, so like 99 scientists say Roundup is bad for you. One scientist says, nope, no proof of that at all. As a matter of fact, it's been proven for that it's been, there's been millions and millions of people using it.
And then all the other scientists and people start spinning like, well, maybe it is okay.
You know, they say millions of people around the world have been safely using it. Nobody has ever died from it. And this is the first time, and that's only because the people, they went with their hearts rather than with their brains.
Well, did the person in the trial, did he actually die, or was he? Did he get cancer? Or
he has a disease of his, one of his liver or kidneys or something like that.
Which, it affected the liver, okay.
Yeah, and they're basically saying, you know, how do you know he didn't get it from somewhere else?
Uh-huh.
And
we
just, they're trying
that's...
to say, well, you know, right, it is bad, but no, but they can't even say that it's bad because so much money and energy is going into this now because they're going to keep expanding the whole Roundup thing. It's in, I don't know if you noticed the post that I put up that says basically it's in almost any food you eat now.
I saw that, and it frightens me so much, Andy, I didn't even want to hear that.
And, you know, there's
you can't get away from it. I mean, how do you protect yourself?
Right. You have to be nuts like me and only eat certified organic. You can't even go to restaurants because you...
I try as much as possible, but it's impossible to do that, you know.
Yeah, right. So, you know, cereal, anything, and this is certified organic. And even then, okay, so let's just say you could buy...
It could be potentially corrupted?
Well, no. Well, yeah, right. There's two things of that. One would be, for example, if... vegetables and fruit. And so there are lots of farmers who are chemically growing the stuff, genetically modified, all the bad stuff, selling it as organic.
Yeah, you hit on that last week, and that was rather shocking.
You know, there are lots of them do that. And what's even interesting, too, it happens in other countries. So this one guy was following this banana, right? There were bananas. So they followed them from the country of origin, right?
Uh-huh.
Which was not organic, right? They were non-organically commercially grown with all the latest junk and everything. Barely can you call it food, right?
Uh-huh.
But by the time it got to the United States, it was certified organic.
Oh, gosh.
Right, and sold for twice as much money than if you could have sold it, right, otherwise.
Yeah.
So it's getting really to the point where, you know, okay, so it's certified organic, but it could be not. And more than likely, I would say it's not.
But I thought it was very stringent to have that label certified organic. It's very
right, but not unless you pay somebody lots of money, not unless you have some corrupt guy, and you say, give me lots of money, here's your stamp, here's your certification label.
Oh, really?
You know, so it goes, and then on top of that, just to say, okay, the guy is certified organic, and he's in Peru, right? And he's selling these Peruvian peaches or whatever, right?
Right.
Okay, so they have to ship it across to the United States, right?
Yes.
So do you think that a boat would have only certified organic stuff on it? You would think that would be the case, right?
Well, possibly not, because the cost of that would be enormous.
Well, you know, I would think now, you know, I would think that everything on there would be certified organic. All the different
foods
and everything would stay in one. No, it's a mixture.
I would think so, yeah.
Here you have something that was chemically grown or whatever, right next to something that's organic, they certify. And there's no way you seal it to keep
well,
it from
like
getting
not like the germs
contaminated.
Are going to go over there, but, yeah.
It's not the germs, but the chemicals do.
They can be transferred by something just sitting next to it?
If they're sitting next to each other in the same container, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Right. And then so the contamination of this one particular, and this is just a start, according to Bayer and Monsanto, they're already coming up with a lot more chemical. They went to other companies and said, we can sell you this technology.
Wow.
2,4-D, which is a bad fungicide, it's a herbicide, excuse me. Really bad, is already accepted, and they'll be coming out with that soon in the food.
No, is it being used today, Andy?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
I know everything, sweetheart. I know everything.
No, I know you do. you're like a shaman to me, but you know.
One of the things you could do is I get a newsletter from the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Ah.
I belong to the. I am a concerned scientist, on a lot of different levels.
Called yourself a scientist, and I didn't really exactly know
everything.
What that meant.
We're incredibly capable. I don't understand it, because the last thing you want to do is the first thing we're doing, right? We seem to have the ability of doing just the worst thing that we could be doing, and that's what we're doing. And this is just only one aspect of it, because, you know, if it's genetically engineered organism, if you eat it, just say you don't die, right?
Yeah, none of us have died from it. I haven't heard any.
It affects your children's DNA. It affects their children's DNA. It affects their children, and so on forever.
Yeah, it's just lost in the DNA now.
You know what I'm saying? So
I do know what you're saying.
When you eat something that, and this is what I was saying, when I first heard about genetically modified organisms and genetically engineering organisms, when I had this person on my show, and I apologize for not knowing his name, but he wrote the Gene Roulette,
and that's talking about the name about, of his book. Okay.
Yeah, Gene Roulette. So it has to do
like
with
Russian,
you know,
roulette with genes. Okay.
Yeah, exactly right. But it has to do with, you know, what happens if you start screwing around with your genes.
Yeah.
Right. And if you start screwing around with that, you have no idea of the ripple effect you're going to have on your genes and their children's genes, their children's genes, their children's genes, and so on.
And we don't know the effect.
No, I have no idea. In order to really study this technology of genetically engineered organisms, because, you know, it's like releasing it out of Pandora's box into the world kind of stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You remember when they first came out, they said, well, the wind isn't going to carry anything over to any other plants. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I had this guy on who was an inspector for Monsanto. And, you know, Monsanto's working on, I told you, genetically engineered trees, genetically engineered lawns, you name it, right? So they were doing genetically engineered lawn in the middle of Colorado somewhere. This guy's job was to drive. So you have like a quarter acre of this lawn they planted, right?
Mm-hmm. It's from a seed that they have hybrid for themselves?
That's exactly right. They genetically engineered the seed so that, their logic, what they say to the public is, we're going to put the weed killer in the gene so that way you don't have to use the weed killer. That's why they did Roundup, right? How convenient, right? And be safe. You don't have to expose yourself to it. You can eat the stuff and be totally safe. But what happens is that you end up using the Roundup or more than before, because before, when the farmers were using too much, they would kill their plants. Oops, we can't use too much of this stuff, but we need to use more because this chemical, the bugs and everything is taking over. We have to use, or they're using a lot, right?
But if it's already in the grass, why would you have to spray the grass with more chemical?
Because what happens is that the weeds and the bugs become immune to it, and you have to spray it more.
Listen to what you just said. Do you think it's possible for us to become immune to genetically modified or genetically engineered organisms?
We cannot.
The human body, do you think it's possible?
No, we cannot become immune to something that screws around with our genes.
Well, how do the bugs do it?
The bugs have evolved. They evolve faster than we do.
Okay.
So you have a bug that goes through lots of generations really fast.
Because their lifespan is short. Okay.
Right. So the way we can become immune to something, right, to a gene change, it's through evolutionary process, which takes us.
If you believe in evolution, yes, that would be the process.
Well, you don't have to believe in evolution. Basically, it's simple. You die, but your baby continues. That baby dies, but that continues, and so on, right?
And then you get used to it, or it dies
that's how
off
you.
In your
that's
DNA.
How they. Yeah, that's how the genes and stuff evolve to handle strange air or to handle other things in the environment. They slowly. That's what evolution is. You know, over a period of time, it takes hundreds of thousands of years, if not millions of years, for the things to change, the genes to change. And then the gene can change suddenly too, you know. And I can talk to you about that sometimes. You know what a cosmic ray is?
Cancer, isn't it?
A cosmic ray is the beam of energy beams that shoot throughout the universe. Suns and stars like that give off these cosmic rays, and they shoot through the earth in a nanosecond. Nanoseconds,
oh,
one billionth of a second. And every once in a while, it shoots through your DNA and changes it.
Huh.
Yeah, and that's another story, too. So listen, we only have a few minutes left unless Don says, hey, you go, you guys have an extra hour because nobody's coming on after you. Might as well take advantage of it, right? And so it's the whole genetic thing is that we have to control it. The government has to say, sorry, you can't do that because we decided it's bad for the human race.
Yeah,
okay?
Well.
It is. And it's the same thing with, you know, nuclear power, okay? We should say, sorry, we can't do that. Hey, is your dog having a good time? That's your dog, right?
Yeah, that's my dog. Never mind.
He's having a good time. He's telling you the time. Is he telling you time is up?
No, I think there's somebody at the front door.
One of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I don't have any time, is all your fault. Now, you're supposed to help me talk more, not talk less.
Well, what are we going to talk about next week?
Okay, well, I wanted to cover, believe it or not, I was going to talk about geoengineering.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what that is?
I do not, but we were going to talk about it today.
Did you know that scientists are actually dumping chemicals into the environment to see what it does, not just to people, but in terms of maybe making it rain or controlling the climate? But
oh, yes, that's a huge thing.
Yeah, you haven't read about the sky trails?
Well, we have them up here in Paradise where I live.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's all has to do with it. The sky, the trails that the airplanes are leaving there, that's when they dump this chemical. And some things are meant to see if it would make it rain or if it can control. That's called geoengineering.
I see. Okay, well, that's a topic I don't know about. And I don't.
Oh, it's really, really bad. I'm going to try to get one of the people on it to come on and talk about it. That's one of the things that's killing trees, is killing birds, and killing all kinds of things, these chemicals that they're using. It's called geoengineering. Then I also wanted to go over more about climate change because I have a unique perspective on it. And also, I want to, you know, I like to yell warning, right? Because, you know, you know about methane, and that the Earth is releasing more and more methane now than ever before.
I've heard that a little bit. I don't know.
You know
exactly
that off the coast of California, they found under the ocean giant methane bubbling up, like tornadoes of methane coming up through the Earth and
coming up.
Right. And that hasn't happened. The last time that happened was 400 million years ago when the Earth was methane planet, not an oxygen planet. You know that, right?
I didn't. No, that's
fascinating. Yeah, and you know that what they're saying, some scientists are saying all human life will be over with in about 25 years.
I had
because
not heard that.
We can't breathe methane, so if you get more and more methane, it's heavier than air, so it floats down. They're saying that the people who die first are going to be the Arctic, the northern people, because the methane is being released there more. And it's slowly spreading across the Earth, and the Antarctic will be the last people to die because, you know, that's how it will go down. It will spread there. And
so the
Antarctic
will be the last people. Yeah.
The Antarctic is actually getting cold, and that's another story I could tell you about because, you know, through climate change, we go through normal periods of warming and normal periods of ice ages. And the last global warming period was... Oh, I have a few minutes. I don't know if I got 2 minutes left. I can't talk fast enough. Oh, my God. I can't breathe. Okay, everybody. So we have... Let's see. What am I doing here? I know what I'm doing. So how are you doing, Deborah? Everything okay?
Everything's beautiful. I had a great time today. I hope everybody has a wonderful Labor Day holiday. It's
Listen
a holiday
to this.
On
Hang
Monday.
On. Okay, stop. We're having a Labor Weekend holiday thing going on. That should be fun, right? Yeah, that should be fun. And then next week, I'm going to be covering geoengineering, climate change. I do have, I'm sorry for those folks that send me questions. I didn't get to answer them.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We forgot.
What I'm going to do is I'm sending you a free copy of my book anyway, the Don't Panic Kids Again ebook version of it. Right. I was going to talk today about Don't Paralyze, Remineralize.
That's fascinating. It's a little paragraph, it's two paragraphs or whatever, but it was fascinating. I have lots of questions for you.
Yeah, I've always to say Don't Paralyze, Remineralize. So I'm actually going to have John Haymaker. No, it's not John Haymaker. I forget his name now. Sorry, John. But he wrote the remineralization of the earth. I'm going to have him on. We're having a rock dust party coming up.
Yay, rock dust.
Yeah, we're going to have a rock dust party. It's actually a remineral party.
Not at Burning Man this year.
No. And then we're also going to have a soil party. So I'm having different folks on who do lab testing. You know, I do lab testing, right?
You've talked about it. Are we past? Or are we even on the air?
Don hasn't said a thing. I'm going to keep talking until he tells me to shut up, right?
It's 2 right? p.m., Andy.
I know it's 2 p.m., but Don usually comes on and says, you're done. You know, and he didn't say nothing. I mean, I think he's out there.
Maybe he collapsed.
Can you call him and see if he's all right? Because, you know, he shouldn't be so
I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, you're on the phone. So I personally think he forgot that we're doing a show, and then he's going to come on and say, "Well, the equipment broke down," or something like that, right? Right?
Listen to this.
We'll just do this until Don comes on and tells us to stop, right?
Okay. So, because we in the archive we only have an hour, so it won't all be recorded.
You like this?
I do. I like the beginning music too that you have with those cows. That's nice.
So this is meant to generate all your energy centers. You know what your chakras are?
I immediately felt relaxed when I heard that.
Yeah, you know what your chakras are?
I know where they are. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, they're energy centers. You have 108 energy centers.
108. Yeah, I knew there were more than 7 chakras.
And they don't exactly follow physical lines, a physical wire. So that's what's cool about it. See, it doesn't follow a physical wire.
How do people know this, that you have more chakras than 7, the 7 that's determined?
I don't know how other people know it. I know it because I can see them.
Okay. Oh, you can when you look at
Yeah. I used to work with acupuncturist, and he would say, well, what color is what's going on now? I say, well, there's a line going from there to there. And he said, oh, yeah, this is the meridian, that meridian, because it follows your meridians. You have the earth has meridians, too.
Oh, interesting.
And you can learn the frequencies. I use not just myself, but I use devices, too, that you can test and use. And so there are certain frequencies that when you use that frequency, certain part of your body goes ding. See?
Interesting, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the color and sounds are related, right?
Yes.
So a certain frequency is a certain color. I don't know if we're on or not because it's 2:02.
I doubt whether we're on because I think
you just turn us off and just move on?
Yeah. I think they just moved on. I think Don was too polite to interrupt us because our show was so good. No, I don't know.
Okay, fine.
Actually, there's not another show.
Yeah, there should be another show right after this, right?
No, I'm looking at the schedule right now. I just refreshed my schedule on BBS Radio. It shows that there's no show, so.
So.
But I'm not sure we're recorded, so.
He would keep recording, even if essentially there's nobody on, you know?
I don't think he would keep recording, no.
No? He done it before.
Really?
Yeah, I did one show. It was like an hour and a half long or something before he came out.
I wouldn't know.
But I want to do a show. Basically, what I want to do is create a new song, and with the energy of the listeners involved.
That would be nice.
One of the things about music and sound is that you can transfer it over the ether waves. That's like you're listening to it now.
Yeah.
You should be listening to it through speaking through your headphones.
I know, and I understand the value of that, but I can't because I got a phone tethered to my
You understand it? What do you mean, the value of it?
Well, because I think your mind needs to hear it in stereo. And when you use the headphones, that's how you hear it. You can do EMDR in stereo, too, and it's very valuable.
Why does your mind need to hear it in stereo? Explain.
Well, I think because it affects the right and the left brain hemispheres of your brain.
There you go. This is called binaural.
Okay, binaural.
That means that you have two different things, two different frequencies going on, one for the left brain and one for the right side of your brain. See?
Yeah, the hemisphere.
And that's how you train your brain to work at the same time. But if you hear it coming from without the speakers, the brain, both of them, it gets a mixture of everything. The brain doesn't have to do anything. But if you get one side and the other side, the brain says, wait a minute, you first. No, you first. Okay, we both go together. And it makes it work. It makes them work.
That's right, and that's what they do in EMDR for PTSD.
EMDR?
Veterans, yeah. EMDR, yeah.
What is it? Oh, emergency something?
I'm not sure exactly what it stands for, but it's tapping into the left and right hemispheres, and it's allowing you to release trauma.
Right. I learned it from experience because I worked a lot with... people are dying. I worked a lot with pain. I worked a lot. But when I've learned that certain sounds triggers things in their body. I learned, for example, that your eyes can hear, your skin can hear. It's not just your ears that hear. And the definition of hearing is different. The definition of hearing is basically receiving something, right? And acknowledging
you
receive.
Somebody who can't see, like Helen Keller, like you just said, your eyes can hear. Helen Keller would say, you know, something different because she can't see, but
or hear.
Whatever. But she can pick up information. She can hear a symphony. She can hear Bach.
Yeah. Right. And so, but this particular one here is what it does is that your body is already listening to it. Right? Your body's listening to it. All your skin is listening to it. All your organs are listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a collage of frequencies. See, I do gem elixirs. And one of the things that I learned about a gem is that a certain gem has a frequency. Well, gee, what happens if you get that gem and that gem? You get, you get this frequency blend, right?
Uh-huh.
See, what happens if you get all these blends together? You get this collage. And what happens is that you're conscious brain can't figure it out, but your body's going, oh, wow, cool, right? And so one gem, for example, a ruby. Ruby's very good. It's red, so it corresponds a lot with your blood, right? Your blood cells. And so if you have the frequency of the ruby and you're listening to it, your blood, your cells, your DNA in the cells that makes that cell are tuning into it.
Wow.
See, right? So you have a opal. Opus has a lot to do with your lungs, has a lot to do with the air that goes in and out of your lungs and those things. Well, the cells of the lungs would be picking up on it. See?
I see.
Right.
Yeah,
and then I use a variety of other things because I've learned that when you go out, like I can go out. I used to do dowsing, and I do it, but not with a stick anymore. But I can go out and find stuff.
Yeah. But your mother, your wonderful mother, used to want you to use a stick, right? And you said, Mom, I don't have to use the stick anymore.
Right. That's how I started, but you know, eventually I just stopped using the. I have a tuning rod in myself that I can pick up it. So I will go out and find like raw emeralds, raw gems. I have Well, Carrie Hummingbird, right? I'm sending her a gift.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm sending her a gift. And I don't want you to get mad because I can do the same thing. One of the things I do is I send out things. I collect things and then I send them out. So
And you never ask for payment either.
No,
it's things that you send,
no.
Which I think, you know, you just want to pass it on.
I am actually an ordained minister. I told you that, right?
You are. That's why I called you the
quintessential
Renaissance man.
Right, but the raw versions of the stuff are really, really cool because that's the way it's found in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then the polished version are really cool because that's when man has taken to tune it into a certain frequency, make it even, but it's just as powerful as the raw ones, as the right?
Well, I guess so. I mean, yeah.
And this is one of those things that size doesn't matter. This is one of those things, normally size matters, right?
I guess in our society it does.
In this case, I have some tiny, tiny, for example, black diamonds that are 10 times more powerful than the biggest black diamonds you've ever seen.
Wow. And, yeah. And you know that just from feel?
Well, I do. One of the things, as I told you, as being a scientist, I said, cool, what frequency is that? Right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping we're being taped, because this would be really cool if it was taped. And I wish that Ron, I want to say, is there any way you can contact him? Because I have a feeling you might be right, because he really doesn't just
listen. Yeah, all is good. All is good. I'm jumping on the program.
There he
I'm just, I've been tuning in the whole time, just enjoying myself. Yep, we're taping and we're airing live.
Cool. You got any
Yay.
Questions?
No, I'm just tuning in, enjoying it.
Cool. Enjoy it, man. Let me know when we're off, okay? Because I hate talking to myself. I actually love it, but that's another story.
Only in private.
You got it. Well, you can take it to the bottom of the hour if you like.
Okay.
Cool. Great. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Don.
So anyway, look, I started doing Bach flower remedies. Is the music too loud? Can you hear me okay?
No, it's fine. It's background.
Yeah, it's background. I started doing Bach flower remedies very early on in my youth. Because I've always been a healer. People, you should have seen me in Vietnam. As a photographer, I started running into people who shot. I would patch them up and patch people up and patch people up. I told you I was declared dead twice, didn't I?
Yeah, was that all in Vietnam?
I hate to repeat myself. I don't know what I've told you or not. Yeah, I was actually declared dead.
But the people listening don't know that. So
okay.
You
yeah,
might
well,
want
I was declared dead.
Story.
I was shot up twice, right? Shot up twice. Well, what happened was this. Yeah, what happened was is I was a good healer. The guy said, you're a good healer, you're a medic. I said, oh, thanks a lot. As soon as they gave me the Red Cross I put on my shoulder, people were shooting at me. They were shooting at me. They wanted to blow me up. I said, what the hell, man? I'm just a medic. Right?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And then you can see you hear the whistle and boom. And, many times, I was a photographer. See, my main job was a photographer. So I would go up and... You're not going to believe this, but one of my main jobs is to take pictures of the dead so you can
Why
identify.
Why would you have to do that?
Because you have to identify who we are, the American dead.
If their body, what if their body was
decimated
by bombs and stuff?
Yeah, you only have a hand or a head or a leg.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah, so, you still can ID it, especially if you have a find a tag or lots of different things. Yeah, so, and
wow.
For me, it was kind of like as a photographer, I'm a really good photographer, mm-hmm. And I did my main job was aerial photography, going up and taking pictures of at night, and I would be in this helicopter, Baby Huey. I have over 10,000 flying hours. I'm a co-pilot. That's another story.
Fascinating.
I got court martialed.
Is there something you haven't done?
I got court martialed about 14 times for smoking pot. And the first time was because I was, as a photographer, they would put me up in the air. We go up in a helicopter and you would take pictures of night, and I could develop and you can see I have special film that you can see people running around at night doing stuff, and I would blow up on the wall and they would look at it. We need to do that. We need to do this. Look, at 10,000 feet, I can blow up a picture of a dime and read the date on it.
Wow.
But what would happen was is that the helicopter shakes. You go right.
Uh-huh.
You have this camera. That's a really big camera. You know what a 4x5 is?
No, I don't.
It's a big graphic camera. It's a big chunky camera. It's about 4 inches by 5 inches. The
what
negative.
Year is this that you're doing this?
1968.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Right. And so they had this other one, which the film was 2 feet by 2 feet. The film.
Wow.
And you had
That's
a big
huge.
Giant box that you strapped yourself into. So up in the air, you take these pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, could you hold the helicopter still, please? And the guy said, I'm holding it as still as I can. Just shoot the damn thing. Right? And I would tell the captain, sir, I would take better pictures if you just hold it still. So I said, okay, fine. He was strapped. I told him, strap me on. He would lower me over the side. I'm hanging over the side taking the picture. This is much better. Hey, yeah. But the problem was is that you have this tiny little wire holding me, right?
Oh, jeez.
Somebody shot it. I go
talk through the wire, and you
at night,
disconnected.
In the dark. Oh yeah.
Oh God! So that was the first time of being considered dead.
Three times the height of a palm tree. You know, it's pretty high. I don't know, 30 feet. High, so it's 90 feet. But it's 100.
Pretty high, yeah.
Yeah, so I come flying down, and the cord, because remember, I'm strapped to this camera, the cord wraps around the tree, and boing, I just bounced, you know, nothing happened, I'm just boing, I'm sitting there hanging in the trees, right?
You weren't hurt?
Well, the bottom line, I got a concussion and knocked me out.
God.
But they thought I was dead. I was hanging there, and they were shooting at me. They shot my leg, my arm, I'm getting shot up, and there was a helicopter standing on top of it, you know, shooting back at them, right? Lopez is hung up at the moment, search, and somebody come and get him, you know?
Oh,
and so they came, they took me down, and they laid me down, you know, poor guy, you know, he couldn't blood everywhere, you know, he's all shot, he's not breathing, no heart, they covered me, you know? And I can tell you, that's another story, which I was telling Carrie Hummingbird about. I've had out-of-body experiences all my life. And her show is
teach people to go out-of-body,
yeah,
right?
Basically, it's all about, her show is about when something happens in your life, just wham, and all of a sudden it gives you a new direction, right?
Uh-huh.
But I've had a few. I had, out of my 9 lives, I think I'm down to 3 or 4. Yeah, another story. I woke up. Anyway, I sat up, and the guy said, "Oh shit, he's not dead."
We were wrong.
And the second time it happens, because I like the idea of hanging out the helicopter and shooting. It was great. And I said, "You tilt forward, you go forward, and you let it swing." And I would cover a whole area really well, really fast. And so I just did that. But the second time I got blown up because it was a bomb. I was too near a bomb blowing up. It's not a good idea when a bomb blows off, you'd be near it. So a concussion came and hit me and smashed me against the wall. And it smashed on my right side. I'm 2400, so I can already see on my right side. And I had a lot of teeth lost. That's what's happening now. See, when I lost my teeth and stuff, they gave me...
Is that what happened with your teeth originally? Is that the genesis of it?
They gave me some temporary ones, which then eventually failed, and I'm getting new ones now. And then, you know, it's a mess.
But is it from these experiences in Vietnam?
I had a lot of things happen to them. I was supposed to get 80% disability because when I initially crashed, I broke a bunch of vertebrae. Or according to the doctor, I had a blowout of a couple of spinal cords or blowout certain things.
Oh my God, that's pretty serious.
And, well, that's when I started, you know, they said, well, you have to, here's some drugs you have to take because it hurts, right?
Sure.
And so they gave me this pill. They gave me these pills, which when the captain I was the co-pilot, and the captain of the helicopter says, oh, here's the thing. I open the pill up. Inside of that capsule, there's a little red pill. Throw everything away. Just take the red pill.
Are you kidding? Inside the capsule, there was another pill?
Yeah, it was a little red pill. I think it was, I'm not a drug person, but...
A suicide pill?
No. It was, I think, Darbon. It was a Darbon pill.
Okay.
Darbon.
Okay.
And the other pill was cool, too, but I think I would take one of those, right?
Yeah.
No pain, but man, I would be vomiting everywhere. I vomit everywhere.
Oh, your body didn't like
so,
it.
Yeah. So you have this guy waiting, you know, how they stand in front of the helicopter and they say, okay, move on, move forward, come on forward. You know, the guy guides you, right?
Uh-huh.
So this guy out there... And next thing you see, the helicopter. You know, helicopter has this big screen in the front, right? A big window, right?
Yeah.
Right. So you can see this vomit hitting the window from the inside.
Oh, geez.
Right? I vomit all over the inside. It's like, we have to delay takeoff for a few minutes. We got to clean vomit off the windshield.
Oh my lord!
And I was vomiting all over the place. You know, so what happened was the guy says, here, just smoke this. Don't do that.
Oh, and you didn't know what you're smoking?
No, that was Cambodian red. Really great, wonderful. And so I would smoke that, and I wouldn't get dizzy, and nothing hurt. And so I started smoking that.
The pain receptors in your head were turned off because you were alive.
And then I got court-martialed, and the guy says, why do you smoke this? It's because I have a prescription. I probably have the first one because the doctor... But I would go to the doctor, says, Doc, I don't need those pills. I'm smoking this stuff. It's stopping it from hurting. Wow. And he goes, it's fine. He goes, fine. And then I got court martial. I says, Lopez, you can't smoke pot. It's illegal, blah, blah, blah. And in front of a court martial thing, Lopez, you're going to get demoted because you're smoking. I said, well, sir, what would you rather I do, this or that? I said, I do this, but if I do that, I'm vomiting everywhere and I can't, you know? And nope, not our problem. By the third or fourth court martial, I had the doctor come and say, leave him alone. He does better stone than he does with the drugs.
Really? So the doctor verified?
Yeah. And what's really cool is that on board ship, it was, USS Guadalcanal. It was the LPA-7. That means the landing platform for helicopters. Uh-huh. That's why I flew a lot. There would be 40,000 Marines, 500 sailors, 50 officers.
You were in Vietnam the same year that the Newsom twins were born.
Oh, cool. See that? So they're just young boys. I didn't know these guys were so young. It's just such young people. So anyway,
they'll be turning 50 in December, but that's okay.
So I got what happened was really cool is that a couple of things is that I kept my pot. I was a photographer, so I kept all my dope in the film. I had a
film container things. Yeah.
No, I had a freezer where I kept film. So I made a false wall. I had free film in the front and the back. I kept my pot. And so I would smoke pot in the dark room on board an aircraft carrier, okay? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times, as a photographer, I was becoming famous for shooting. I shot two types of pictures. One was the official pose, and the other one was what I did. So admirals would come and say, Lopez, I want you to shoot the unofficial pose. I like what you did to Admiral, what's his name, right?
Uh-huh.
So... I would get transferred to his ship, which was cool. Aircraft carriers are perfect for me, but not submarines. I was transferred to a submarine one because an admiral of the submarine fleet says you have to come and do my bit. And I'm 6'4". You're not supposed to be more than 5'9". I got 10 concussions, and I must have died in one of those times because I was out.
What does it feel like to be in a submarine?
They have a drill.
Underneath the sea.
Well, they have a drill. Oh, this is not a drill. This is not a drill. Our man had battle stations. So, again, I was a photographer, and my battle station. And then you have to run through the sea. But now go, Lopez is down. Somebody pick up Lopez again and put him away because the dude says, what? So they would tape the thing up to protect me from getting slammed. And it was scary at first, but they knew that I smoked pot, and I wouldn't smoke it in the submarine because I would have to wait until the ship is pulled up to the top, you know, was up, and I would so what they did to me was they said, Lopez, we need a man overboard drill. Here's a raft, and we'll be back in a few days. And I was to take a carton of. See, what I did with my pot is I would take the tobacco out of the cigarettes with a filter and I put stuffed pot in it.
Uh-huh,
and I would smoke it out. See, I would say, I had a wonderful time and that little thing. Hey, Captain, you're going to pick me up any day now? No? Okay.
They actually let you out there for a couple of days, Andy?
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be man overboard, Drew. The next morning, you have a roll call. You're not there. They circle back and get you, right?
But so it's an exercise that they have to do, and they just
feel a little two-way thing, and they says ring, ring. I says, yes, sir. Lopez, we're busy now. We're going to come get you in about 2 days. Is that all right? Yes, sir.
And you're just out there smoking your pot, enjoying the sunset and the moon rises.
You're supposed to fish with. The first night, it was like, I hope that's not a shark. It was dolphins, and they will come up. Hey, buddy, what you doing here? What's going on? You see a ship in here? Are you here? You don't want to stick your foot in there because the shark is. Holy cow! But it was
beautiful. They actually talked to you, huh?
Oh, it was the stars. It was beautiful, and they gave me this little orange thing that says, you know, in case a shark, break this. Right? It was an orange thing. Later, they found out that wasn't such a good idea because it attracts the sharks.
What was the orange thing?
It was supposed to be a repellant, you know.
Right, and
they give me, Yeah, yeah, and you break it so it would circle your little raft, and it's supposed to repel, and they wouldn't come in here.
Oh,
but it turns
I
out
see.
They did later find out, oops, we got it wrong, and actually attracts them, you know, like more of them.
Oh,
you want more
wonderful.
Sharks?
It's really live
this,
blood.
Right? Yeah, you want more sharks? Do this. And what's interesting, too, and I guess it's taped, it's okay, nobody listens to the show anyway, is that that particular time I actually did some lysergic acid.
How did you get that in Vietnam?
I've always had it.
Well, I know. I think that you can create it, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. That I was because I work a lot. I have to be truthful. I've always been doing. I never do drugs, but I do the good drugs.
Yes, you need to be very discreet what you say, or Don can cut it out.
So I've smoked pot almost, you know, since early youth. My brothers didn't like it; they would get too strong. I can't feel my legs. I think I can't walk. That kind of stuff. So I just okay. When I get stoned, my favorite thing was to study when I'm stoned, and then go take the test stone. I'm done in 5 seconds.
Wow.
It's as long as you're not done yet. Yes, I am. Said, well, you need to look it over. No, I'm not. If I look it over, I make mistakes. Here it is. That's how I took my IQ test. You know, you should have seen when I went to the service, I don't know why, I signed up for be a Marine, right?
Uh-huh.
And they said, no, you can't because you have a heart murmur.
Think you couldn't because you have a high IQ.
Well, no. Well, it says you can't because
they wouldn't
you have
put
a
on.
You said you have a hard murmur. I said, oh, okay. So I went out, sat in the car, and smoked about 20 joints. Went across the street to the Navy, and they took me in. Hey, you're fine, man. Just go.
So the Navy took you in.
Yeah. Because I don't know why I wanted to be a Marine. I don't know. I think it has something to do with honor, but it's honorable to be in any service, you know.
It is honorable. Yes.
You should have seen me in boot camp.
I bet you were pretty good in boot camp.
I was in Chicago. Chicago, right. The boot camp there in Chicago. Hey, Don, I guess we're done, right? Because I could keep talking. You know, I'm having such a good time. But I guess we're going to be this show. If the show is too long, I think Don, it blows a fuse with Don. He doesn't like that. You know, he says you should pay for this. I keep telling him, I'd be happy to do 2 hours. I can easily do 2 hours. I can do the Miserable Gardener show, Don't Panic, in the first hour, and the WTF show in the second hour. You know?
Yeah, but he's not set up. The only reason why we have this time is because there's a biweekly show after us, and it wasn't on this week. I just checked the schedule.
I know. So that means we have a little bit of time that, you know, we can
pull
around.
Yeah, but he just wants us to stop at 2:30.
Okay, well, it's
almost
3 more minutes. 3 more minutes.
Yeah. But it's fascinating. I think I should do an interview show with you and just, like, ask you questions about your life and who you are, because you're so multidimensional.
Well, I've had a very interesting, well.
You have.
You know, it's stay alone, make a long story short, is death is like jumping into a cold pool. Even after a while, death, that's boring.
Wow.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't even have those experiences.
Yeah, I've had a lot of interesting experience, which just reinforces what I do. As I like helping people. I tell people, heal the earth and you heal yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so it's normal for me to do all this stuff, to do the music thing, to do different types of reading and stuff. I as a name, Invisible Gardener, I just try not to put myself in one corner. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think all these different aspects of yourself are extensions of, you know, you wanting to communicate and enjoy life. I just see you. Whenever I see a picture of you, I always see a lot of joy. I don't know why.
I'm suffering all the time.
Well, you can't see it. There must be something in your spirit
it's not easy. You know, just be happy. It's not. I just love. Especially right now when we're going through this crazy period. Because, you know, yeah. we're going through a transition between the Piscean age and the Aquarian age.
Well, and other things. Yeah.
We're overlapping right now. And this is a physical, this has to do with physics. The universe is going into a different area of space and and it affects us differently. And it happens. That's why it happens in cycles. Duh.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Right?
Cyclical.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to just go now because it's probably another minute. And, you know, Don's been very nice to let us do this. And we'll do it next week.
Nobody's going to listen to 2 hours of us babbling on.
No, you think so?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, that's true. It was just for you and me. And
it was fun.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll just use the hour. I don't know.
Actually, I guess I do have quite a large listeners. I have the iTunes one. All I got to do is the problem with I have to download it and upload it up to my iTunes thing. But the problem is it's so big. I have to put it into break it up into two shows. And I guess I have quite a large listener.
If it's past an hour, you have to break it up?
Yeah. Yeah. The iTunes ones
so
won't let you do more than 59 minutes, you know. But
yeah.
iTunes, I have quite a large followers. I've had them since the 1984 or
good
something.
Good for you. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm not going to stop there. And then the TalkShoe people, I have over 1,000 listeners.
That's
so
excellent.
I post it up on TalkShoe, you know. And I'm hoping, and then this BBS radio seems to have a good potential to really expand it even more than the listeners now. And I'm pretty sure there's lots of listeners who stuck through this whole thing because a lot of people are really into this stuff now, you know.
Well, they could be, and from your newsletter, it sounded like, you know, you got some comments and questions, and, you know, I think people are listening, so that's good.
Yeah, I think they're listening, too, and, you know, I can tell people if it gets to be too much, you can always just turn the button off and just keep on moving, you know?
That's right. Do something else.
But we'll be here next month.
We'll be here next week. I think, are you going to use a new co-host next week or not?
It's up to you. If you want to do it, it's your job. It's yours. There are a couple of things you have to do. Yeah, there's a couple of things you're going to have to do. You just can't come on and talk. You're going to actually have to be a part of the show and you know, have a say in what's going on and how the directions, what we're going to do. Just so we'll talk again on Friday, okay?
Sounds good.
Okie dokie. Bye now.
Okay, have a great week, Andy and everybody.
Same to you. Okay, everybody, we're going to go now. Okay, Don. Don. Hello, Don. We're Don. Don.
Be at peace and be safe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Bye.
Bye, everyone, and to the audience. Have a great Saturday.
Same to you.